High among the lawmakers' concerns is an open-ended military commitment in Iraq. The top Democrat on the Senate Armed Services Committee, Senator Carl Levin of Michigan, urged the Bush administration to consider linking its continued military involvement in Iraq to progress by the Iraqis on political and military self-sufficiency. In making his appeal to Secretary Rumsfeld, Senator Levin said progress should include adoption of a constitution.
And so I would hope, Mr. Secretary, that you would pass along this suggestion that there be an explicit statement to the Iraqis that not only do we expect them to meet, to keep their timetable for adopting a constitution, but that if they don't, that we would have to assess our position, not prejudging what we would do, but looking at all options, including but not limited setting a timetable for withdrawal.
Senator Susan Collins, a Maine Republican, agreed.
And I'm convinced that a political solution is the key to ending support for the insurgency.
At the same time, both Senators Collins and Levin opposed setting a deadline for the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq. Another Republican, Senator John McCain of Arizona, expressed concerns that U.S. troops are having to return to some Iraqi towns to fight insurgents a second time.
I believe that too often we're seeing that we are going in to the same places we've been in before. And that means that we're not staying and clearing as opposed to coming in and striking and leaving. And I hope that we can spend, maybe it's the training of the Iraqi military that would help us, because clearly we don't have enough troops to do all that.
Secretary Rumsfeld defended U.S. troop levels in Iraq and said they are defeating insurgents. The concerns expressed by lawmakers reflect waning support among the American people for the U.S. involvement in Iraq. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina fears that such declining support could force a premature withdrawal of American troops.
In the last year, sir, the public support in my state has turned. And I worry about that, because that's the only way we'll ever leave before we should, is if the public loses faith in us. And I'm here to tell you, sir, in the most patriotic state I can imagine, people are beginning to question. And I don't think it's a blip on the radar screen. I think we have a chronic problem on our hands.
Secretary Rumsfeld said the administration is responding.
If you're facing a headwind, you've got two choices. You can turn around and go downwind, or you can stand there and go into the wind, and that's what needs to be done. And we've got leadership in this country that are capable of doing that, let there be no doubt.
President Bush is scheduled to deliver an address to the American people next Tuesday on the one-year anniversary of the transfer of Iraqi sovereignty, a speech aimed at shoring up public support for continued military involvement in Iraq. Deborah Tate, VOA News, Capitol Hill.